AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It was a tragic mistake. That's the conclusion of an investigation into last month's deadly U.S. airstrikes on a hospital in Afghanistan. At least 31 civilians were killed. Moments ago, General John Campbell, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, said,
"This was a tragic but avoidable accident caused primarily by human error."
The investigation concluded the crew of the U.S. warplane misidentified the target and thought it was a Taliban facility.
U.S. forces would never intentionally strike a hospital or other protected facilities.
Some of those involved have been suspended from their duties. The investigation was led by another Army general and included NATO and Afghan government representatives. A Russian military pilot says Turkey did not issue any warnings before it shot his plane out of the sky. He says the Russian warplane was flying over Syrian territory yesterday and did not violate Turkish airspace, as the Turks claim. Millions of Americans are traveling on this day before Thanksgiving. Gas is cheap. There are no changes to the nation's terror alert status. And Terry Robert, traveling to West Virginia from Arizona for the holiday, says she's not going to be afraid.
"We all over the world, have to stand up against the terrorists so that they lose their power. They only have power when they make us afraid."
Anyone trekking to a major airport should factor in 50 extra minutes on the road, according to the traffic data company INRIX. And that's just getting to the airport, never mind getting through security. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week, the latest sign the businesses are cutting fewer jobs. Pope Francis is traveling. He's arrived in Kenya now for his first ever visit to the continent. He'll also visit Uganda and the Central African Republic. The Dow is up 29. This is AP Radio News. There's a new champion on Dancing with the Stars.
The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are...
After 11 weeks of competition, host Tom Bergeron says Dancing with the Stars comes down to 17-year-old Bindi Irwin and Backstreet Boy Nick Carter.
Bindi and Derek!
Bindi is the daughter of crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, who died after a stingray pierced his heart. The young Irwin says she's overwhelmed.
"Thank you so much for everything. I can't believe that I'm here. Just thank you for changing my life."
ABC's dance competition will be back in the spring. I'm Jamie Fryer.
We don't know a lot about this next story yet, but the St. Louis Rams say suspended wide receiver Stedman Bailey is in critical condition after being shot, according to an informed person. The Rams say in a statement they're aware that he was involved in an incident late yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.